Crusade and negotiation of contested terms of violence and nonviolence. One of the most tragic aspects of the post 9/11 period was the use of the word crusade several times by the American president that evoked a massive reaction in the Arab world to what the war on terror was actually going to be, which was a reproduction of the Crusades. This raises the question of how words are a complicated messaging system that are completely changed and shifted based on the intent and the context of the person using that word, and how it is expressed and how it is received. So the word crusade in Christian evangelical contexts or Christian contexts is often seen in a positive sense. And in anyone who's been a recipient of the hated crusades of the Middle Ages, namely Jews and Muslims, it's seen as an ultra-violent experience, a traumatized experience that changed forever history. That presents an interesting challenge for human negotiation between cultures and civilizations on the uses of such words. The best we can offer in terms of intercivilizational, intercultural dialogue and communication is to be conscious and aware of how a word is received, how it is offered, and why it is offered that way, and how it is received by others. I remember for many years in interfaith contexts as a Jew in America that when I heard Christians referring to something as a crusade, there was a crusade for Christ on campus, and I thought it was so offensive for people to use that term, but I kept it to myself, primarily because as a Jew in America in the 1960s, 70s, 80s, I was not subject to any kind of violence whatsoever as a Jew. On the contrary, the United States is probably the most philo-Semitic country in the history of Christianity. So I was offended by it, but I did not consider it an act of war, an act of violence. On the other hand, considering the fact that in the last 30, 40 years, most American military engagements have been with Arabs and Muslims on the receiving side, or that this has been a conflict that has involved Arabs and Muslims fighting and killing Americans and vice versa, this is a very, very loaded term at this moment in time between these two civilizations. That becomes a lesson on the power and importance of the word in violence reduction, in how we either create more violence or less violence in the way we speak and prepare for either a less violent relationship or a more violent relationship.